Call the remote hearing of the Environment and Natural Resources Conference Committee to order. Today is May 17th, sitting to my 2022. This meeting is held in accordance with Rule 10.01, which was passed and allows for remote hearings. All remote hearings are recorded and live streamed by House Public Information. The clerk will take attendance by roll.
Chair Hansen is present. Representative Wasilewicz.
Wasilewicz, present.
Representative Morrison. Representative Lippert.
Lippert, present.
Representative Heintzman.
Heintzman, present.
Chair Ingebrigtsen. Chair Ingebrigtsen, looks like you were muted.
Yeah, Ingebrigtsen, present.
Present. Senator Tomasoni. Senator Eichhorn.
Eichhorn, present.
Senator Weber.
Weber, present.
And Senator Eakin. Thank you.
Senator Ingebrigtsen, I think we received notice that Senator Eakin was not able to make it or should be excused. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. Members, we have a potential agreement on some policy items that Senator Ingebrigtsen and I and the committee members have been discussing. Senator Ingebrigtsen, should we have nonpartisan staff read the potential agreement on policy only?
That would be great, Representative. Thanks.
Mr. Stanley or Ms. Mr. Taylor?
Flip a coin, said Janelle Taylor.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I can start. I'm going to go through the document that says policy items for potential agreement dated for today. The following House only sections have been agreed for adoption. Article 2, Section 9. This is the House only section about the statewide AIS plan, but with there's some language on R57 lines 28.5 requiring the plan to include the impacts of climate change that would not be included as part of the agreement. Then the five sections the House was carrying that would increase the maximum per diem amounts. Those five have been would be included in the agreement. Section 94 from the House on the petroleum tank release cleanup program. That would be included with a new deadline date. And this, just to clarify, would be the policy only. The associated appropriation is not included as part of this potential agreement. And then the two House-only provisions from the lands article, one for private sale in Beltrami County, and then one with the National Guard exchanging property within the city of Rosemont. Those two would be included. And then the agreement would also include the following Senate-only sections, the three sections the Senate was carrying that would allow the transfer of vehicles by current owners. That would be for off-highway motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs. Article 2, Section 9, which allowed snowmobiles to cross at certain designated places, would be included. Section 20, which sunsets the authority to leave deer stands and WMAs in Northwest Minnesota would be included. Section 23 requiring blaze orange or pink on ground blinds would be included. Section 27 allowing people to scare deer and elk that are causing crop damage. Section 68, which would allow certain scoring for the DNR registration system RFP. And then there was a few sections where there was differences, and the agreement would propose taking Senate Section 18 for the walk-in access program. There was some different language on how to determine who would be able to use motorized vehicles. The proposal would be to take the Senate version. For the West Newton Special Use District, the agreement would take the Senate version. The House had some expanded language that applied to in all counties for non-conforming structures, and that the Senate version would be taken instead. And then on the county lease tax forfeited land changes, the Senate had some additional language increasing the maximum amounts, and this agreement would be going with the Senate version that would include those increases. There would also be the acceptance of a new proposed Crow Wing County land provision that the DNR has proposed. There should be some amended language available. It's the A22-0472 language. And then the agreement would also agree to adopt the following: Senate Section 26, which allowed or required the DNR to issue permits to relocate nuisance bears. The House Section 54, making some changes to the East Metro private well testing provisions. House Section 57, defining the commissioner of PCA and those statutes. And then Senate Section 17, which was a Lake County land provision. And that is the agreement, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Senator Ingebrigtsen, do you want to move the proposal?
One second, if I might take a look real quick, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I would move the following agreed upon agreement.
Ingebrigtsen moves, and Senator Ingebrigtsen, that includes the A22-0472 private sale of surplus land in Crow Wing County description?
That's correct.
Members, any questions? Members, any questions?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wasowick.
I just want to clarify, I'm looking at the agreement right now, and in the section to agree to drop, I believe Ms. Taylor said Article 17, and in my document it says Article 15. So just want to be clear that we have whatever the correct article is in the written agreement.
Ms. Taylor.
Mr. Chair, Representative Wasowick, what provision are you discussing?
It'd be the last
it should be section. It's the last one under the agree to drop the following items. Article 3, it says section 15. And I believe when you walked us through it, you said section 17. So I just want to make sure we have the right one in writing that we're working on here.
Mr. Chair, it is section 15 on the document. So I must have misspoken. So thank you.
So that's to be changed to 17? Mr. Chair.
Stays at 15, I think, right? Is that correct, Ms. Taylor? 15,
yes. Yes, if I'm understanding correctly, I must have just misspoke. Okay.
Thanks. Just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Members, any other questions? The clerk will take the roll.
Chair Hansen?
Aye.
Representative Wasowick?
Wasowick, aye.
Wasowick, aye. Representative Morrison?
Morrison, aye.
Morrison, aye. Representative Lippert?
Lippert, aye.
Lippert, aye. Representative Heintzman?
Heintzman, aye.
Heintzman, aye. Senator Ingebrigtsen?
Ingebrigtsen, aye.
Ingebrigtsen, aye. Senator Tomasoni? Senator Eichhorn?
Eichhorn, aye.
Eichhorn, aye. Senator Weber?
Weber, aye.
Weber, aye. And Senator Eakin is excused. Mr. Chair, that is 8 ayes and 2 absent.
Senator Ingebrigtsen, was Senator Tomasoni attempting to vote there?
We may have to give him just a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I believe he's on, is he not?
I thought I heard... some noise there, so I don't want to have him miss a vote.
Yeah, and we're also on the floor right now too with Legacy, so you might be paying attention to that. But if you ask him one more time, that'd be appropriate, I think.
Mr. Cracker, if you could ask him one more time.
Yes, Senator Tomassoni. I'm not currently seeing him on the Zoom call.
Okay.
Thank you. We have 3 votes on each side. The agreement is adopted. Members, we are going to recess the conference committee. There may be additional agreements to come. We are waiting for a funding parameters that we could work on in the conference committee. There are also some policy items plus policy items with funding. Senator Ingebrigtsen, do you have any update at all before we recess?
No, you said exactly what I would have said, Mr. Chair. We still have no update on funding.
And we would give at least a half an hour notice before we would come back. And if we are not coming back, we will let people know. Anything else? Thank you. We are in recess.